OTB AM with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's mow.
How are you getting on? All good?
I'm good, thanks, yeah.
The squad obviously named for the autumn games during the week. We've Wales, kick things off at Wales this day week. Top level rugby keeps on coming. James Lowe is in and ready to go. That's probably the sort of standout line from it, because looking at it in an overall sense, Quinny, it didn't, like, it wasn't the sort of squad that you could get overly excited about.
Yeah, it wasn't. And I suppose, Adrian, there wasn't a huge amount of players that you could argue and say that we need to bring in. I think there is a little bit of room to manoeuvre, I suppose, and look at some players. There's a number of players injured as well, so it's a pity that some of them are not back. It's unfortunate, but Shane Daly will get an opportunity, I think, and I would love to have seen Dan Sheehan in there. Craig Casey, I'd love to see him get an opportunity. He might get a start against Georgia, who knows? But James Lowe is a quality player, a top quality player. Some people will argue the point that, again, he's an overseas recruit who's been here for 3 years and is Irish qualified now, and might argue the point that he's not an Irish born player, but I think he deserves to be in on his form and the way he's played for Leinster in the last couple of years, and will certainly offer something different to a back three that looks a little bit porous at the moment.
What is your hunch on how that back three is going to look over the next little while? Because obviously Jacob Stockdale has copped a lot of flack over the last few days.
Yeah, he has copped a lot of flack. I think looking back in the game a couple of times, Owen, I think a lot of the positional stuff were issues. And I think, you know, coming from the wing, moving to fullback, some players can do it. It was only his second start at fullback. And he did make a couple of obvious mistakes. Some of the positional stuff wasn't great. So he's still a young player and he's a very talented player going forward. But there's issues, and I've said it for a while, about his defence and about his aggression levels and just energy and aggression contesting the ball in the air and putting in defensive tackles and stuff like that. And his body language, maybe at times, you know, is not what we would have traditionally seen from someone like Andrew Trimble or a Dave Carney or even Conway, the way he kind of harasses people and is very aggressive. And I think that's what probably Stockdale needs to change. He just needs to get a bit of an edge to his game. He's very talented going forward. But the positional stuff that has to be worked with coaches, you know. Fullback is a different position, and we were blessed to have Rob Carney for so long. One of his biggest strengths and assets were, you know, obviously there was obvious criticisms over lack of tries and maybe not making massive line breaks and having that X factor. But his biggest strength was his aerial ability, obviously. And defensively, he was rock solid. He just seemed to be in the right place at the right time. And, you know, you have a big backfield to cover as a fullback. And Carney was just a very dominant figure there, who a lot of the time was in a good position when the opposition fly half would get the ball and look to kick. Maybe they look up and they see green space, and then Carney shows them that green space. And then when they kick it, he's in that space, you know. So Stockdale needs to learn a lot about that. But yeah, look, I've been critical of him myself, but you have to be careful. He's a young player with an incredible talent going forward. And issues we've probably mentioned about the Irish team for the last 18 months is the physicality and that little bit of an aggressive edge that you need. And we've seen lots of teams imposing themselves on Ireland. And when you have a kind of a weakness or perceived weakness like that in Jacob Stockdale, because he's a big physical man, I think it's an issue. And, you know, Keith Earls is out of there, Larmer's out of there. And suddenly we kind of look like it's not a frightening back three, if you like. And teams will try and keep exposing that. But what Lowe will bring is physicality, power, popping up off his scrum half, his out half, huge work rate. And he'll definitely give Ireland something really, really different in attack.
He has been speaking this week about the criticism that he feels he's been getting. He says, when your mates are texting you saying, are you all right? You kind of know that you were getting destroyed on social media. I guess listening to that, Alan, you're probably thankful that you didn't play too much in the social media era, because if he's got to be thinking like that this week, it's probably not a great place to be in. But also from what you're saying, it seems that the problems that might have been spoken about in relation to Jacob Stockdale are fixable.
Yeah, I think, look, it's desire is something that's, you can't, it's hard to coach in people, and aggression. Every player is different. We see it in lots of sports on where you have an incredibly talented player who maybe are, in some sense, are lacking that passion, that heart, that narky edge that you like. And look at Sexton, the way he sometimes gets criticized. I love that in a player. You know, I always said when I was hanging the backfield sometimes for Munster, as a tactic, because, you know, there's, even when I was playing, there was a lot of box kicking, there was a lot of long kicking from fly halves and stuff like that, that you'd hang a back row in the backfield, and a lot of teams do it now, to kind of help your back three and maybe have a taller person back there to win that high ball. And I always remember playing against Ulster, you just would feel Andrew Trimble, that he's going to smash you, that he's just coming with aggression, desire, and that's something I just think that Jacob is, if I was in the backfield and Jacob Stockdale was coming at me to catch, if I was on the receiving end, he wouldn't put any fear in me. So he needs to kind of really, now he's more mature, he's still a young player, and we don't want to be overcritical, because there's an incredible talent there. But I just think he needs to be tougher, put his body on the line a little bit more, and that stuff, it will change the perception of him. The positional stuff is down to coaches, and a lot of it was. For the first French try last week, it was totally positional issue. Jacob Stockdale is across on the other side of the field. Andrew Conway then obviously has to hang back a little bit, but Stockdale's not going to boss him to get up. And then if he does that, Gael Fiku gets the ball and Andrew Conway's in front of him. He doesn't run around him because Conway has the pace to stop him, where we had a ludicrous situation of a tight head prop marking a winger and trying to stop him, you know. And once you get in behind teams like that, so the second try then is the one where Stockdale knocks it on. He's just got to go down on that ball really quickly. And I think of Rob Kearney, Kearney would put his body on the line. So there's things that are fixable for sure. But I think he has to look himself now, as, you know, he's not a rookie who's just 19 or 20 starting out. He has a number of caps. He's played a couple of seasons with Ireland now, and he's just got to realize for himself, and I hope he does, that he just needs to show more of an edge and be more aggressive, because he's a big, strong, powerful player.
The other thing we've seen over the last couple of days, Alan, is that Johnny Sexton has come out to say that he's had a conversation, has apologized to Andy Farrell. Brian O'Driscoll was suggesting that he should have done something like that as well earlier in the week. Like, a couple of days removed from all of that, I guess you're firmer in your belief that Sexton holds on to the captaincy and that there's not even a debate around that in the near future.
Well, there is a debate around it. I think I didn't put a lot of... I thought the reaction was a little bit over the top, but I understand, as the week has gone on, why people would say that. And particularly when you have someone like Keith Wood and Brian O'Driscoll, who I played under both those guys as captains, they thought it was wrong and thought that the reaction, you just got to bite your lip a little bit. But I think he clarified it in a sense that, you know, he doesn't realize that the camera is on him and he's going to be up on the big screen and everybody's watching at home. I think he vented his frustration, and it's probably the wrong thing to do. Would it bother me as a player if I'm on the team? I wouldn't be going in after the game or during the week picking up the phone to Johnny Sexton or saying it to him in training that I think he's wrong. And it wouldn't have an effect on me, but it could have an effect on other players, and it could have had an effect on Ross Byrne, even though he handed the ball to Ross Byrne before any of that reaction. But look, I think he's right to come out and be honest about it. I think he's a very honest fella. He doesn't shy away from issues. And, you know, we know what you know what you get with Sexton. He has that little narky edge that I like in players, and I'd love to see a bit of that in Stockdale. That's what I'm talking about. But on reflection and listening to the boys on Wednesday night, I think it's It's something that probably he shouldn't have done, but he's come out and spoke about it now. So it's not an issue going forward. I don't think any of the players will be looking at him in any differently. Regarding the captaincy, I'm not saying it's time to change it now, but it's, you know, for particularly for one or two of these games, the Georgia one, and depending who they play in the playoff, if it's an Italy or a Fiji in the last game, maybe give James Ryan the opportunity against Georgia or at the end, or look at someone different to do the captaincy, because ultimately I think you need more options as captain anyway. And if we look at the Irish squad at the moment, you know, Peter O'Mahony is not starting for Ireland, so that kind of makes it a bit more difficult to say Peter O'Mahony should be captain. I think someone like CJ Stander could be, you know, a brilliant captain for Ireland, because he wears his heart in his sleeve. He's so consistent. He's done it for Munster. And I'm sure if you ask Johnny this, he'd love to have four or five kind of vice captains if he was captain going forward. But we don't have four or five guys that you could pick. The ones I'm thinking of is Stander, James Ryan, and who else can captain the side?
Is there an issue, Quinny, with that? Like, you mentioned about James Lowe earlier on. Does that conversation raise its head now again if a player who's not Irish born has suddenly been discussed about as the captain?
Yeah, I think Stander's different. He's been here so long and he's played for Ireland and he's proven himself. But it's something, a debate that's always going to come up. You know, if James Lowe gets picked over Keith Earls or over, you know, Hugo Keenan, or over Stockdale, I'm sure the reaction online will be, well, he's not an Irish-born player and he's getting selected over an Irish guy. And that's, I respect that as well. You know, Luke Fitzgerald has been very vocal about that. And this is a classic case now. If Luke Fitzgerald was on the Irish team and he got dropped for James Lowe, there would be uproar. And some people don't agree with it. That's why it's gone to 5 years to give a bit more credence and to that whole situation. But it is something that's going to crop up again. Like I say, Stander was captain of Ireland. You know, back in my day, Dion O'Quinnigan was captain of Ireland. It's happened before. But like I say, you know, name out the potential captains for Ireland and you know, we don't have a huge amount of them. Someone like Tadhg Furlong would normally be a guaranteed starter, world-class player. Would he be in a position as a tight head prop? Conor Murray, you know, there's uncertainty about, you know, some of the older players going forward. How long will they be in this Irish group? But it's something that it doesn't have to happen now. We don't have to make the change now as captain. There could be an argument to say now is the time because, you know, with the next World Cup in mind, to give someone experience, see what James Ryan is like doing it or maybe Stander.
Yeah, all right, we'll keep an eye on that and keep an eye on the squad and the games to come. Plenty more to talk to you about next week. Quinny, thanks a million.
Cheers, lad. Thanks.
OTB AM with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.